God has everything in this place that we need. And one of the things that I've thought about from praise and worship, you know, when David would go and comfort Saul with the music, and Saul was disturbed, and he'd get in there, and David would play for him, and it would comfort him for a while, for a little while. But then when the music stopped and David went on his way, Saul tried to kill him and David had to run somewhere, then it was right back the same way. We don't have to go out of this place the way that we came in. It's serious business. It's life and death. And so many times we can get mixed up with the world's way of thinking of what we deserve, you know. We deserve this. We deserve that. And God is standing here saying, hey, look at me. And we may listen to, and one of the things that God impressed on me was, you know, we can have it rocking and we can have the music and we can praise God. But what he wants to do is to stir up the power that we have within us so that we're not just pacified for a little while. I think there was a while ago when Cindy had us to do a thing when we came in and we would write about the things that we were burdened about, put it in the basket. And she said, now don't take it back up when you get ready to go out the door. But there are so many times the devil doesn't mind. I'm like, go on in there and have a good time. Because I got you when you come back out the door. You know, I'll stand right here and I'll wait. I'll be right here when you get back. God, there's something that he is wanting us to lay hold of. Now, I can give you some scriptures. We're going to find it through the word. We're going to find it through prayer. But we have got a personal responsibility to press in for ourselves. See, because it's real easy for us to come in and listen to the preacher. Because then we say, that's the preacher. Well, Well, you know, everybody ain't the same. You know, well, he's not like me. I'll take it or I can leave it. But when we press in for ourselves and see what the Word of God says and determine to lay hold of what God has for us. The first thing is we must be born again. You want to say that? That's the very first step. You've got to come in. And I was talking to Greg when he had a poem. And the thing is, why are we really here? Why are we here? If we're here because we have needs, then we need to understand that God can meet our need, every need that we have. You know, we have people that come in and out. And one of the things that I thought about, you know, when Jim came and then he died was, you know, did I do everything? I was so happy that Jackie harasses me. I call it harass, but it's a love harassment. She tell me what I need to do. you need to go to him and you need to tell him. But when she would tell me, I was like, okay, thank you. You know, she helps my brain. You need to go to him and you need to make him feel welcome. And he has this talent. He has that talent. And she was trying to help me to help him to get connected. And I went to him and I asked him, I said, I heard you know, you play an instrument and you play it really well. And one of the things that he said to me was, he said, yes, I can play. He said, but I wouldn't feel comfortable playing it anywhere but here. He told me, he said, I'd love to come one Sunday and play Amazing Grace for you. And I had told him anytime, that you want to do it, I'll make place. And then when he died, I thought, okay, God, was I too busy? You know, is there something that I could have done? It's the thing that Samima talked about the other week, how we come in and out of each other's lives. And Teresa told me one Sunday morning, she said, I know that on Sunday mornings, she would talk to me. She could be talking to me. She'd catch me. She said, I got something I want to talk. And I'd be like, okay, all right. While I'm walking, and she's walking beside me. And that afternoon, she'd say, you remember? No, not a word. And I'd be looking, giving an eye contact and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll do it. Never heard a word she said. Yes, I'm the only one. Of course, morning is not my time. But She learned. She finally told me, you know, I've learned, don't talk to you in the morning. You know, especially if it's time for praise and worship, because I'm answering her, but I'm not engaged. And I'm trying to be. You know, so she taught me, you know, engage yourself when people are talking. But so many times we have our own agenda. We've got somewhere we got to go. We got something we got to do. And God is saying, hey, I've got another agenda. And we're saying, well, I'm busy right now. Talk, you know, catch me later. And then we wonder why we're not overcomers. We need to be. You know what I'm saying? God has made the way for us to be, but the ball is in our court. Do we want to do it? There are things that we simply have to do, and we can do it. You know, nothing happens superfluously. There's a reason that we're here. There's a reason that this group of people, sometimes I can't even hardly stand to think about it. Because, you know, I sit and I think about Pastor Don's dyslexic, and I have play. You know, and it's these people, and God says, okay, you do this. You get up there and do this. And if I think about it too hard, it just drives me crazy. That's something that only God can do. But he does all things well. Everybody has their part to play. It's not like, okay, well, I'll just sit back and watch this. God has given everybody a gift and a talent. And it takes everybody. Somebody was saying, well, you wear that song out. I pray for you. You pray for me. So when you going to stop singing that song? When we start doing it. When I feel like we're on board, I just might stop singing that song till you get it. Till we get it. You know, and it encourages us. And that's right. It is his will that every one of our needs be supplied. And so sometimes if we come here, you know, and I come here and I think, okay, this is something that God showed me. What if this week Pastor Don said, when you come next Sunday, God has given me a list. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start with this row right here, and I'm going to go down, and God's going to tell me, okay, Sharon, use myself. All right, you're doing pretty good because you kind of keep those naps pulled back pretty good, and you got, you know, you put your little clothes on, and even eventually, like Shaq says, you take those sneakers off and put on some heels so you look halfway decent, right? Okay, God will give me that. But, and fill in the blank. But. I see your heart, and this is what I want to talk to you about. Let's just discuss. And if he said that he would do that, would we have something else to do? Or would we say, come on, I'm just going to bite the bullet. And whatever he wants me to do, I'm just going to do it. Now, this is old school. But you know something? Some things just never change, do they? Some things just don't ever change. And for those of us who know, we know. And for those of you who don't, you're getting ready to learn. The total vocabulary of a Christian is yes, Lord. No but, no I think. You know, well, maybe, don't have time. It's yes. And see, we need each other to hold each other accountable. One of the things that we used to do, I mean, a long time ago, and I don't know if Pastor Jim and Barbara, Miss B, know this, but in our house, it was a running thing. We got mad and did something we didn't have no business doing. The first thing we say, and you better not go tell Pastor Jim or Miss B. You, man, I'm telling you, it would be on. That would be like a death sentence. You better not. You know why? Somebody getting ready to show up at your work.
Knock on your front door.
Knock on your door. And don't let it be, you know, and if you get that phone call and it's 10 o'clock, you already know you're in trouble because he was supposed to be in bed 2 hours ago. And if he's up calling you, you get the phone, you hoping, I hope it ain't for me. Or you say she ain't home. It is you when you say she ain't home. Can I have her call you back? But we need that. It's serious business for us. It's life and death. Why are we here? If we're just here just to pass time, then you know what? We need to find something else to do, because this is as good as it's going to get. And if this is as good as it's going to get for us, we better find something better to do. It's just serious. Luke, turn to Luke 4, 18 through 19. When Jesus came, is everybody with me? When Jesus came, he was saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. If we are not walking in that, it's not his fault, and we can lay hold of it. And if we have trouble finding it ourselves, there are people here who can help us find it. One of the things that happens when we come in here, we come in and our mindset is we have come here to praise and worship the Lord. And I mean, we have had prophecies and just some magnificent things are happening here. Dorothy and I came, well, every now and then, we just, groups of us. Sometimes it'll be me, sometimes it'll be Dorothy, sometimes it'll be Teresa. And it's really kind of scary. I don't know why, it's just silly. We come and God shows up. We come up here to this altar and his Spirit just, don't know why we don't do it more often. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, he comes and he starts to direct. And you know, last week I was talking to me and some things had happened, and we were like, what is this? And then all of a sudden we realized, you remember when we were praying? You know, sometimes Dorothy comes in and she says, I ain't coming no more to pray with you, because when we come, I know God's going to do something. And it's almost uncanny. It's almost scary. We came one Saturday, and we were up here and we were just praying. And so I was like, try something new. God, dance over me. So Dorothy's over there just praying, and I'm just like, God, dance over me. And I told Charlie what I started to see. In my mind, I saw like Jesus dressed in a little long thing, and I saw him dancing. And all of a sudden, I saw something that I didn't understand what it was. I told Charlie about it. And I told him, I said, it looked like fire, and it looked like lightning, and it looked like wind. And then I got scared. I said, that's okay, God. Don't dance no more. I wouldn't even tell Dorothy, because I was scared she'd leave me. I was scared she'd run out and leave. No, that's okay. It's all good. You know, please. And I talked to Charlie about it, and he said, is God going to hurt you? And I know it sounds stupid, and maybe I'm the only one that does this kind of stuff. But, you know, God wants so much to draw close to us. But then, like I said, when I saw it, that scared me. After I got out of the hospital a few months ago, Sam was reading something, and she was asking me, she said, I've got a description of something. She said, is it a demon? And I was like, no, whatever that is, it's angelic. And we turned to it in Ezekiel, and we started to read it, and we looked at each other. She was like, we both were like, that's what you saw. Had never realized it. But that, the description was in Ezekiel of what I saw. What does it mean? I don't know, but I know this. God is doing some things, and we need to work together to fit in his plan. He's coming soon. We don't have a whole bunch of time. Even if he didn't come in our lifetime, we don't have that much time. You know, we need to get about our Father's business. We need to get about our Father's business. What I really want to encourage you with this morning is that when you come in here, you be determined to never leave the same. When we start to worship and we start to exalt God and put him in a place that's as high as we can possibly put him, then what God starts to do is he says, okay, now I got something for you. You know, you've satisfied me. Now I want to do something. And it's like when it's his turn, we kind of walk away. And he's saying, hey, here I am. I want to do something. If we come to this place and we're not ready to do that, we need to do business with him. We need to do business with him because he can heal us, deliver us, set us free, so that then we in turn are able to run and give him glory. We can't do it. We just can't do it within ourselves. We can't, no matter how hard we try, we need the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives to be able to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. So if you're not saved, you got to get in. If you're saved and you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is your power. That's the power to be an effective Christian. If you don't know what it's about and God's stirring your heart, go to one of these men and, ask someone. Don't depend on somebody who stands up here every Sunday. And then you start, you know, you learn and you think, okay, well, when Jesus did this, did he do that? And when that happened, did that happen? And you don't have the basics. Get in and get in relationship. A lot of that stuff, he will tell you if you will take the time to hear him. If you will just take the time. That's one of the things that I want. That's why I want to encourage you. And during this time, what I want you to do is just be thinking, what is it that God has said to me? It seemed funny when Samima was walking around like that. Man, I wish. But God said so clearly to me, you have my attention. But do I have yours? Only you can answer that. Only you can answer that question. Ephesians 5:15. Okay. Are we there? See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We come to this place and we should be so excited to do whatever, whenever, and however God says to do it. And in his word, what he says is this: not if you get a particular program, not if you dress a certain way. What he says is, if you lift me up, if I be lifted up, you lift me up, I know how to draw. I know how to draw. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And people can help other people, but nobody can really. I can't go and say, if you sing this song like this, or if you say this way. No, it's an individual thing. How you lift the Lord up, and he will let you know, and he will use what you have. That's why it's so important for us to let somebody else be who we are. We hold each other in accountability, but we let the other person be who they are, and we let them serve God in liberty. And the wonderful thing about this church is we're really not constricted. We're not constricted. If there's something that we feel like the Lord wants us to do, you know, we don't have to go through 50 committees and then get turned down. We can get a key to the church. I mean, you know what I'm, I mean, think about it. Everything that we need to do the business that God has told us to do is right here. Thing is, do you want to do business with God? You know, you got to think about it. You got to think about it and allow Him to speak to your heart. Allow Him to speak to your mind. Because what the enemy does, you know, the devil came in the very beginning when God told Adam and Eve they could have every tree, fruit off every tree except one. What did the devil do? Yeah. And then the thing he said was, he asked them a question that he knew the answer to. He already knew the answer. Then he told a lie. Surely, you will not surely die. And the devil's thing is to convince us that God will not do what he said he would do. Now, look at his track record. When has he ever not? I mean, we could go on and on and on about the things that God has done for us. Over and over and over. And sometimes you sit and you look at somebody else and you think, man, they got it made. We all going through. Everybody has something, and it will be like that until we leave here. Everybody has something. That's why we got to stay connected. That's why we got to love each other. That's why we have to pray. That's why we got to stay in the Word for ourselves. Don't depend on anybody else to do it. Get in the Word for yourself. God will speak to you. Learn how He deals with you. When the enemy comes, you know, when the enemy came to Jesus, he couldn't do anything because he could find nothing in him. There was no hook. There was nothing for him to latch on to. If at this point there are things in our lives that we need and don't have, or that we need to get off of us that we can't get off, then we just need to go to Jesus. First of all, what we need to do is, if we're holding on to it, we need to turn him loose and he'll stop snatching us around. Turn him loose and turn and look full in Jesus' face. You know, there's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're in love with somebody, when you are in love with somebody, nobody better not tell you they're doing nothing wrong. Don't tell me. Have you ever been walking somewhere and somebody say something about Jesus and you want to get really mad, except you know he's capable of defending himself? My head will jerk because I'm in love with him. And it's different from, oh yeah, I love him. You know what he says? Then if you do love me, I mean, you ain't doing what I say do. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's tight, but it's right. But it's right. He's wanting to take us somewhere. And the ball is in our court. Do we want to go? Are we willing to pay the price? We know which way north is. We just got to be with it. We have got to stir up ourselves and get with it. You know, sometimes when I used to work, I work now, but when I was on a formal job, sometimes morning is not my time. And Bryce had to stir me up. I mean, and for me stirred up, he'd have to pick me up out of the bed, stand me on my feet and say, "Now, Sharon, you got to go work." I'm going. But see, we need to hold each other accountable and shake each other and say, this is the way. Come on. Let's get with it. We can do this. We are on our way to heaven. I mean, this is just, you know what I'm saying? This is just such a short time. And it does not, we can have peace. We can have peace. It doesn't have to be as bad as we make it. And it can be very bad, but I'm going to tell you one thing. We are not sitting in here today wondering if somebody's going to bust through that door and blow our brains out because we're praising the Lord. We're in a society where, so, yeah, I'm black. But, you know, there are times when when I want something from Jesus, if somebody told you to yell for money, how loud would you say it? If I need something from him, help me! Now! Can he hear? Yes, I know he's not deaf. Somebody was giving away money, I'd know they weren't deaf either. I'd be yelling anyway. What are our priorities? You know what I'm saying? Jesus is so precious. I mean, we got it all riding on him. Everything, our life is riding on Jesus. And he made it so simple. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it. You just have to want to be in. And you have to want to be, and then to be in and be successful, you got to want to be there more than you want to be anywhere else. And there's always a reason that God has for telling us, you know, come on, I'm looking at you. What an honor. What an honor for God to say, I'm watching you, now turn your head this way because there's somewhere I want to take you. Clouds moving. There's a rustle in the mulberry trees. Let's go. The move is on. The move is on. Come on, let's go. I used to tell my kids all the time, especially Sam, because they'd walk like this. And tell them, don't look at where you've been. Look at where you're going. It's time for us to set our sights on where we're going and be determined to get there. Pray for one. And just like Mike said, it's serious business. Prayer, and it's not to condemn. It's to encourage. To say, if you want, start praying for it. And keep on, like he said, keep on knocking. And keep on asking. How long? Either till you get it or he says, stop now, don't knock no more. You ain't knocked enough. Keep on doing it. You know, because it's real. It's not a fantasy. This is not a fantasy. This is really a precious walk with Jesus. And, you know, and we watch other people sometimes and we say, okay, well, they can do, everybody's needed. Everybody is needed. You know, when Vera was telling me that she was sick, and I got mad at my own self because I thought all over all these years, why come I ain't got more money than I got? And I thought, well, I can pray. And it's not ever, you can just pray because prayer is powerful. It's never a thing of, well, all I can do is pray. When you pray and you're pulling out the big guns, you're pulling out the big guns when you pray. I've got one more scripture. What I want to do is I want you guys to begin to think about just what it is that God is saying to you. Just what is it that God is saying to me? I'll give you a chance to come to the altar. You can talk to the elders if there's something that you feel like you're in bondage to. If you want prayer to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whatever it is that you need, don't go away from this place today without letting somebody know that you have a need. If you will, turn to Ecclesiastes 8:4. And this is where I'm talking about that when we come in and we place God in his rightful place, in the place of a king who rules and reigns, then we got to step back and let him do what he does. We need, and then once we do it, then step back and let him be sovereign. Don't buck against him. Okay, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto them, unto him, what doest thou? When we enthrone God and he starts talking, who's going to tell him you can't say that? You can't do that for Christy. You can't, God, you can't do that for Eden. No, you better not do that for, who's going to tell him that? When his word is there, who's going to tell him what he can't do? He can do anything that he wants to do. All we have to do is let him. Greg had written something that goes along with the thing. Why are we here? You need to think about why are we here? I want Greg to read that. I want him to come up and read his a poem that he had written that he was talking about. I want you to be thinking about that. And what is it that God wants us to do? When one of us succeed, we all succeed. And if we ever watch somebody and they fall and we say, I knew they were going to, why didn't we pray? Why didn't we pray them around that hole, around that ditch? You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't make us feel good, because when somebody else falls, we fall. Somebody else succeeds, we succeed. The altar's going to be open, and I'm going to turn it back over to the elders. I'm going to play some background music. If you have a prayer request or anything you want them to pray for, the elders are here.